Blog Talk Radio.
Lately I've been tripping and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Sorry for the delay, guys. Auntie Dot, you doing Second Samuel?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Which one?
13.
Okay.
It's 13. It's 13, Dot. You're right, Loretta.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
2 Samuel 23. 2 Samuel 20. 2 Samuel 19. 2 Samuel 17. 2 Samuel 16. 2 Samuel 14. Samuel 13.
Okay. Here we go.
I got 2 Samuel 15.
Yeah, what I...
I thought it was 15.
Okay. So which one is it?
13.
13.
Okay.
2 Samuel 14. 2 Samuel 13. The past afterwards, that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Absalom was so bad that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin, and Amnon thought it hard. Was Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man, and he said unto him, Why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. And Jonadab said unto him, Lay thee down on thy bed, and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come, and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it, and eat it at her hand. So Amnon lay down, and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come, and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, Go now to thy brother Amnon's house, and dress him meat. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid down. And she took flour, and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes. And she took a pan, and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, Have out all men from me. And they went out every man from him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, Bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made, and brought them into the chamber to Amnon her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her, and said unto her, Come lie with me, my sister. And she answered him, Nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her, and lay with her. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, Arise, be gone. And she said unto him, There is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. Then he called his servant that ministered unto him, and said, Put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of divers colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparelled. Then his servant brought her out, and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and rent her garment of divers colors that was on her, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. And Absalom her brother said unto her, Hath Amnon thy brother been with thee? But hold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing. So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon, because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, Behold now, thy servant hath sheep shearers. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant. And the king said to Absalom, Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee. And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. Then said Absalom, If not, I pray thee, let my brother Amnon go with us. And the king said unto him, Why should he go with thee? But Absalom pressed him, that he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, Mark ye now when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, Smite Amnon, then kill him. Fear not, have not I commanded you? Be courageous and be valiant. And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man gat him up upon his mule, and fled pass. While they were in the way, that tidings came to David, saying, Absalom hath slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Then the king arose, and... And lay on the earth. All his servants stood, their clothes rent. And Jonadab, the son of Shimeah, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's sons, for Amnon only is dead. For by the appointment of Absalom, this hath been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to his heart, to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. Absalom fled. The young man that kept the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, Behold, the king's sons come. As thy servant said, so it is. And it came to pass, as soon as he had made an end of speaking, that behold, the king's sons came, and lifted up their voice and wept. And the king also and all his servants wept very sore. But Absalom fled and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur, and was there 3 years. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead.
Amen.
Second.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that audio reading, Auntie Dodd, out of 2 Samuel 13. Let's see, I'll do a roll call. I have Auntie Carrie, Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Angela, Auntie Betty, Sister Shirley, Mother May, Auntie Dot, and myself. Amen.
Amen.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the Nellum Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. And I will start out with the blessing of the prayer line head by T. Betty. So if everyone would bow their head, please.
Let us pray. Our Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving on our heart, thanking you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They are all one. Thank you for bringing us through another year, 2022. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Father, you said in your word that we all have sinned and come short of your glory. And, Father, we know that your word is true. So, Father, we ask forgiveness for all our many sins. Father, we come surrendering ourselves to you. We worship and praise you, and we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we thank you for blessing us to bless you, Lord, because it's all about you. Father, open up the eyes of our heart, for we want to see you, and continue to bless this prayer line. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Thank you for that beautiful blessing prayer, Auntie Betty. Okay, the song that I chose tonight was Jesus is Love by Lionel Richie and the Commodores.
Connected.
Father, help your children. Don't let them fall. The road, Jesus, to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, for Jesus and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know down in my soul,
Hubert. We'll go ahead and get started with our program tonight, sharing the good news that the Lord has blessed us with today. Auntie Betty, any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes. It's from Romans chapter 5, starting at verse 1. It said, therefore, since we have been made right in the Amen. Somebody said, wait. Hello?
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. Because of our faith, Christ has brought us into a place of undeserving privilege, where we now stand, and we confidently, joyfully look forward of sharing God's glory. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Endurance develops strength and character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope is not led to disappointment, for we know now our dear love for us, our God love for us, that He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our heart with love. When we are utterly helpless, Christ came just at the right time, and He died for us sinners. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty, out of Romans 5. Next, I have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up to the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple. Who sees Peter and John about to go into the temple and ask alms? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and looked on us. And he gave heed to them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up and stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for arm at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement, and what had happened unto him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Acts 3. Next, I have Brother Hubert. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'll be coming out of the book of Psalms 22, verses 1 through 11. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from the words of my groaning. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, and am not silent. Yet you are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the praise of Israel. In you, our Father put their trust. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you and were saved. In you they trusted and were not disappointed. For I am a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you even at my mother's breast. From birth I was cast upon you. From my mother's womb you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Psalms 22. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming from the book of James, 1 James, starting at chapter 19, hearing and obeying. My dear friends, you should be quick to listen and slow to speak or to get angry. If you are angry, you cannot do any of the good things that God wants done. You must stop doing anything immoral or evil. Instead, be humble and accept the message that is planted in you to save you. Obey God's message. Don't fool yourself by just listening to it. If you hear the message and don't obey it, you are like people who stare at themselves in a mirror and forget what they look like as soon as they leave. But you must stop looking at the perfect law that sets you free. God will bless you in everything you do. If you listen and obey and don't just hear and forget, if you think you are being religious but can't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself, and everything you do is useless. Religion that pleases God the Father must be pure and spotless. You must help needy orphans and widows and not let the world make you evil. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for that reading out of James 19, Sister Shirley. Next I have Brother Daniel. Any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening.
Yes.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to say God bless us all. And it's good to hear everybody's voice this week. I'll give us 2 weeks in this year. So I'm looking forward to plenty more. And God bless everybody. And I'm listening to y'all. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing, Brother Daniel. Next I have Sister Angela. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm going to come out of Jeremiah 1:11-12. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And just in essence, this is talking about shifting and not being too comfortable in what we're used to doing and missing out on the blessings that God has for us because we're too comfortable with where we are. We're not ready to change. And knowing that in order to change, you know, somebody got to move out of that seat ahead of you so you can move into that next seat. So we got to learn how to accept change. So one of the things that I'll probably be talking a lot about is about shifting and knowing that there's a season for us to sow, a season for us to cry, and a season for us to reap. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Sister Angela, out of Jeremiah 19. Next I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 95, verse 1 through 7. Come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deepest place of the earth. The strength of his heel is all. The strength of his heel is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hand from the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people, are his pastor, and the sheep are his hand. Today, we will hear his voice. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, out of Psalms 95. Next I have Mother May. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke 18:35-43. And the serpent said, persist. Persistent. One morning, my son came to me and
Daddy, can I play football this year? I came up with what I thought was the perfect solution. I asked him, don't you think you are a little small to play football? Why don't you ask your mother? Whatever answer she gives you will be okay with me. She came back a few minutes later and said, Daddy, can I play football this year? I asked him, what did your mother say? He replied, she said to ask you if it was all right. I told him to wait and let me think about it. The next morning he said, Daddy, can I play football this year? I said, okay, but if you get hurt, don't come crying to me. The season began and he got hurt. While accompanying him to the hospital, I waited for him to cry out in pain, but he never did. Son, how are you doing? I asked, fine, but a little uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable because And he said, why are you uncomfortable? I asked him. He said, I am uncomfortable because you are waiting to tell me I told you so. But I want to tell you that playing football is worth the effort and the pain. I want to tell our young people the pain and work required to get an education and to be the best that you can be is worth it. Yes, you are going to have some tough time, but if you press on and don't give up, you will make it. After you made it and you will reflect on your life, you will be able to say it was worth the pain. Even though my son was in pain, he recalled something I had taught him. Nothing worthwhile come easy. If you want to gain the joy of victory, you must continually press on, as did the blind beggar who refused to give up but persistently sought Jesus' healing. The Christian journey had many obstacles, but it was persistent. Press on. You will one day be able to shout, I made it. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mother May, out of Luke 18. Now we have reached a part of the program where we pray for the sick and shut in. Is there anyone I need to add or remove from the list? Okay, if everyone would bow their heads. I'm sorry?
Is Hezzy on the list and Joan?
Who?
Hezzy and Joan.
Candace and Joan?
Hezzy.
Hezzy.
Hezzy
Cow. Your uncle.
Uncle Hezzy.
Oh, okay. Yes, I have him on the list.
And Joan.
His wife.
Okay. Thank you for that information. If everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Uncle Dave, Uncle Hezzy and family, Joseph, Angela grandkids, Brother Daniel, Auntie Waleen, Sylvia, Kamisha, Marianne, Hazel, Sister Shirley and family, Brian, Joan, the Williams family, the Simmons family, Uncle James, and anyone else that we are not aware of, Lord. But they stand in the need of a prayer. We ask that you look upon the sick and shut-ins with eyes of mercy.
May your healing hand rest upon them. And Father God, we ask that your life-giving powers flow into every cell of their bodies and into their soul, cleansing them of anything that is not of you. And we ask that you restore their health. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, we have reached birthday week, January 9th through the 15th. Any birthdays?
I have Ezzie Mae Simmons on the 13th. And, of course, Martin Luther King Jr. on the 15th. Did you say the 15th?
John Dimmel's on the 14th.
Yeah, I do have that. Michael and Shanika on the 14th. I don't know about that one. That's all that I have, Loretta.
Okay, amen, amen. Okay, seems though I'm not keeping up with who sung the birthday song last. So I am asking Auntie Carrie, would you lead us in the birthday song, please?
Yes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everyone. Happy birthday to you. God love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Carrie. Okay. We have reached a part of the program where we share what's on our hearts, whether it be more Bible verses, praise report, testimony, song, or poem. And I will start out with Auntie Dot.
Okay.
Any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Okay.
Okay, how about Auntie Betty?
I pass.
Brother Hubert?
I pass.
Okay. Mother May, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Hey, did Brother Daniel name that he's a listener?
Yeah.
Yes, he
did. Okay. How about Auntie Carrie? Any praise report, testimony?
Yes, a peaceful promises for a rest for sleep. Have you ever been exhausted after a hard day at work? You can't wait to crawl into bed and rest so you'll be ready for the next day. But some tasks in life don't end in a few hours. Difficult relationship, job, finance, and responsibility can drain our very soul, creating a depth of fatigue far beyond the reach of the night. Sleep. Jesus invites us to come to him for full life restoration. His spirit delivers ongoing supernatural strength to carry you, even while you are carrying out the work and helping others. But those that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and faint not. Lord, I will wait on you to renew my strength. God himself is the strength we need for our weakness. Amen.
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 Amen. Thanks for sharing that, Auntie Carrie, for Promises for Sleep. Amen. Okay, next I have Sister Shirley. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
Just want to say God is good. Amen.
Oh,
amen.
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 Thank you, Sister Shirley, for that quote, and it is a blessing. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
Next I have Sister Angela. Any praise, support, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I would like to share a poem. It's by Ken Pilcher, Jr. The title is The Best Is Yet to Come. Put yesterday behind you by letting go of your disappointments, letting go of your mistakes and regrets, and letting go of your doubts and fears. Start this year fresh with Jesus by asking him once again into your life. Then lift up your eyes to the hills of hope, to the promises of Jesus, and to the fact that Jesus lives in you, that you are his, and that all is well. Lift up your eyes to Jesus, for Jesus is life, now and forever. And when you trust him with your life, you can be sure that the best is yet to come.
Amen.
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 Thank you for sharing that powerful poem, Sister Angela. Okay, that completes the praise report portion of the program. I have assigned parts for next week. I have 2 Samuel 14. Volunteer?
I'll do it. Auntie Dot.
Auntie Dot, that would be 2 Samuel 14. Amen?
Okay. Amen.
Okay. Next I have the opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer next week?
I'll do it. Auntie Carrie.
Auntie Carrie, volunteer the opening prayer. And how about a volunteer for the closing prayer for next week?
I'll do it.
Brother Hubert?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So for next week, we have 2 Samuel will be led by Auntie Dot. Our blessing of the prayer line will be led by Auntie Carrie, and our closing prayer will be led by Brother Hubert. Thank you all for volunteering for next week. And I would like to thank the ones that volunteered for this week. Auntie Betty led us in a beautiful blessing for the prayer line. And we will also have Sister Shirley leading us out with a closing prayer. Now, if there's anything anyone else would like to share before we go into the closing prayer. Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer, please. Hello?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute. Thank you for blessing us to witness another Sunday evening prayer conference time together. Lord, we thank you for each household represented across the miles, and we pray that all is well with the ones that are not with us this evening. We thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt as we listen to your word in scripture, prayer, song, readings, and poems. Lord, we ask that you that your shared word continue to strengthen us throughout this week. Let it empower us and encourage us to study your word so that we can be a light to someone down in the valley trying to get home.
Amen.
It's our time, when it's your time to call and ask to answer, we pray that you will have mercy on our souls and strengthen our loved ones to accept your will. Let them know that it is well with our soul. For to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord. Now, Lord, if it is your will, bring us to this place and time again next week. Let us be prepared to share the good news we have received from your holy word. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Sister Shirley. The song that I chose to lead us out is Help Me by Tamela Mann and Angela. I think it's a little over 5 minutes, but you choose to end it when you feel that it's fair. Amen.
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 Oh, Tonight, the Nellum family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us, and we pray that there was something shared that will help us through this week. Until we meet again, Father God, we ask that you order our steps, lead and guide us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone, amen. Have a blessed week. We love you all, and good night.
Good night.
All and good night. Love you all.
Good night.